You know what I think, guys?
What do you think?
I think we should call our fans the fatties.
Why?
Is it because
Tread's... Do you really not know?
Is it because Tread's large? I don't know. Is it because Tread's...
Tell me why.
Tread's large.
Do you not know?
I can't put it together.
It's because Tread's large.
Because...
No. That can't be it.
It's not that simple.
No.
Because this is the Big Tread and Brad's buffet.
Mmm.
Ah.
And so if they love the buffet...
Featuring Ryan Kraut.
Featuring Ryan Kraut.
What about those with high metabolisms? Have you thought about that?
The podcast is for them as well.
Oh, it's like an inclusive podcast.
It is.
So we're not talking about weight, per se.
No.
Just this personalities. Is a, like, yes. You're a fatty.
You love the buffet.
You love the buffet.
We're not body shaming.
No.
We never do that.
We are recognizing people's hunger.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
The fans are hungry for content.
And that, dude, that's elite.
Well, they're going to get a lot of it.
And content they'll get because welcome to the Big Tread and Brad Buffet. I'm really? Your host, one of your hosts, not just the host, Kyle Treadway.
And I'm the other host, Bradley Altamari, with...
Ryan Kraut.
Ryan Kraut, who is...
who's still... Sorry, I was just flexing really hard.
He's still here. He's really excited about
excited.
That intro.
That was so fire.
Okay. Really excited about it.
Well, we have an announcement. We have added a member to our team.
We should add a sound for this, like a trumpet. Cue the trumpet.
That's his job, too.
I'm going to add a trumpet in post, but...
Okay,
really
awesome.
Good. Okay. And
so,
your trumpet's going to be in there, too. Really
so,
good.
We have added a member to our team.
Okay.
Cole Kanazawa.
Okay.
Who just randomly reached out to me after listening to our podcast.
We love Cole.
And he goes, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. When you guys told me you were going to have a podcast, I thought it was going to be shitty. And actually, it was really good. And
hey.
I was like, well, sick, Cole. And he's like, I want to help.
Thanks,
so
Cole.
So, Cole's going to be crushing our socials, providing content on the reg. We'll be switching to video at some point here in the next couple weeks. So when we start getting that going, he'll be cutting up clips, pumping out content, really helping us on the editing side. So we're fired up to have Cole as part of the family. Let's give him a little small round of applause here, a little golf clap.
Love
also,
you, Cole
loves
really
to
happy
golf.
There. Yeah,
great golfer.
So, I mean, that's relevant that we golf clap there.
Yeah, and you know, we're on Twitter now. We're on Instagram.
Yes. We have a Facebook page.
That's awesome.
Shout out to all six of you who have liked it.
That'll get really – people will just search buffet. And
100%.
Be really happy about it because that's the type
on
of people
Facebook
on Facebook
love searching buffet.
Exactly.
So that's a great shout by you.
Really good. Really good.
My grandma loves Facebook.
Guys,
she'll probably find us.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
Your World Series picks were trash.
Oh, we're gonna jump into it.
Yes.
The Cardinals lost.
We never.
I fell asleep for 2 weeks. What happened?
We never thought that could happen.
It happened.
Oh, but wait. Before we get too into this.
Yeah.
I have something I need to get off my chest.
Yeah,
okay.
You
okay.
Definitely do. Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Dear San Diego Padres and their fans, during our show last week, I missed the mark. In reflection, referring to your franchise as the Fraudres was abundantly disrespectful. Mm. And not believing in you to beat the Mets in the wild card round was a large miscalculation.
Mm.
Then, going and doing God's work by basically sweeping the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Basically.
And rendering their... 111 wins regular season, $274 million payroll, and quote-unquote elite farm system, useless.
Wow.
I apologize for those who I have hurt, and I appreciate what the Padres have done for the greater baseball community.
I see why.
LFG San Diego.
I see why you wanted to
sincerely,
do this.
Sincerely, Kyle Treadway.
Wow.
And, P.S., I'm rooting for the Phillies in the NLCS, as my wife grew up there.
Okay,
so.
Good reason.
So there you go.
Good
that's,
reason.
That's off my chest.
Well done.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
So
the Cardinals are trash.
Who do Kraut and I have to apologize? I don't think we have enough time.
Everyone? I apologize to the Phillies, first and foremost, for saying
that was so
you
bad
could
of us.
Never win a postseason series in the Padres.
We really underestimated the Phillies pitching.
We really did.
We really did. And Harper and Schwarber bombs.
Electricity, man.
Harper just finds barrel
so
every at bat.
Harper's
right now.
Just...
How are you that...
And Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, what
he
is that?
A barrel
about?
Party.
He's...
And then bat slam of the century.
Unreal.
Holy Lord.
In like the third inning, too. It was such a crazy just...
Oh, it was just like this game's over already.
Yes.
Like,
it's
I'm,
starting
I am
now.
Him. You know what I mean?
They get, you know, I hate this, but the Phillies really give me Boxer vibes.
Okay. We're moving on.
Okay.
And moving on. We really need to apologize to the Cleveland Guardians, though.
I don't.
So, let's go, baby! But I do need to say, like,
you're right.
Josh Naylor, what are we doing?
Cringe fest, McGee.
But, what do you guys got on that? Do you think it was good look, bad look, in between? What do we got?
Yeah, I like Josh Naylor.
Tell me why.
I think if I played alongside Josh Naylor, I would get fired up all the time. I really think that he just kind of wears his heart in his sleeve and just kind of goes out there and just lets everyone know what's on his mind as he decides to demolish baseballs. However, I am not on the side of rocking the baby for 270 feet and looking like a buffoon.
That adds up.
Yeah. Did he do it? Feet. So did he do no. it to so first or third?
Right. Yeah, no, but he didn't do it all the way around second. He did it only from first halfway.
You've done your research.
Yes, he didn't do it the great. Whole diamond.
How many
diamond.
Exact feet of baby rocking did Josh Naylor do? Because
it
it's important.
Oh, 270 feet running. I thought you said the ball was hit 270 feet, where I was like, that's an F9,
no,
brother.
No, I'm saying that three of the four turns that he made, he was rocking.
Baby rocking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There was a turn in the middle there where he was not rocking.
Okay. So my thing is...
You guys are really trying to play me, right?
My thing is just like, what did Kermit the Frog, Garrett Cole, do to you? You know what I mean?
Besides, and, like, be really good at baseball.
Otherwise than just kind of chop most of the time. I mean, he will be the occasional pinata, as a high carry guy will be at times, especially in Yankee Stadium. But I do think, like, without being provoked, like, coming at that dude, like, you're going to win the series for sure. And then blowing the next two games is a tough look.
They were but still losing when he hit
shout
the
out
run.
Gleyber Torres for doing it back to their dugout after he caught the last out.
Yeah.
And I don't think enough people are talking about that.
Yeah.
It's pretty
so
fire.
That yeah. was pretty sick.
Real gangster move by Gleyber.
Me and Brad are idiots on the Rays.
Holy cow.
We can move on that.
What are we doing?
We're just a
we don't
minus
talk
spreadsheets.
About it?
Minus
we,
spreadsheets.
We
there weren't that many spreadsheets I saw.
Well, what is there to talk about?
I mean, do you know who doesn't care about your spreadsheets?
Stephen Kwan is my
Stephen
first
Kwan.
Guess.
Yeah.
Josh Naylor?
No. Stephen Kwan.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good chatter.
The Quanster.
The BABIP gods are real, Kraut.
But
they're real.
Play in the playoffs, and you lose to the Yankees. That's what we learned.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yikes.
What we learned.
Yikes. Well.
Also, meanwhile, RIP Mariners in memorandum.
What a good season.
I messed up on that one, too, on the second take. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mariners are winning the World Series.
CS. Whoa.
But I mean, Kraut was, or not Kraut, Brad was going for the wow factor, the shock factor take. But deep down, he knew that the Astros were kind of the alpha in that series.
It's so boring.
It is boring, but my World Series pick is still alive.
Cool,
and,
dude.
And I'm just saying, dude, how many of your guys' World Series picks are still alive?
Well,
go ahead and raise your hands. You guys can't see we're on video.
To play in the World
Series
or
video.
To win it?
To win it.
I'm
zero.
Out.
Who's alive? Oh, you guys are both out. Okay, so mine's still alive. On that line... If you had to repick right now, what are we doing? Let's predict the championship series here.
Am I going for what the people want, or am I going
do,
for what baseball's gonna what's
do,
gonna happen in baseball?
Do what you do. Do what you do, brother.
I'll try.
Go ahead.
It would be kind of cool to see a little 2009 rematch, Yankees-Phillies.
Yankees-Phillies. That's
and,
good chatter.
And the Phillies lost that last time, and so I'm going to have them win it this time.
He's got
2022
Phillies,
Yanks. Phillies taking it.
I want the Phillies. The Astros are going to win, unfortunately.
Astros, Phillies, and I'm taking the Astros as well.
That's
so.
Just
I'm sorry
so
that I mean I'm not gonna. I'm not moving away from my takes, Brad. I will not.
Okay.
I will not be. I will not be pushed.
That's
pushed
fine.
Off my takes.
Totally fine.
So
totally fine. That's your
yeah.
take.
I mean, I think we've effectively covered our World Series brackets.
Welcome to Heat Check.
Starting now.
Wait till the metronome ends.
I guess you guys don't care about my idea.
No,
we'll just move on. All right, trashing that segment.
No, I care about your idea.
Okay, you ready?
Go. You calm down.
Go ahead, dude.
Okay, I can say it?
Yeah.
All right.
I want you to.
Here's my idea. Hot takes are all fun and games, but you know what? A hot take is nothing without a little accountability, okay? So we're going to play a game called Heat Check moving forward. Obviously.
What is that, Kraut?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking. Heat Check is the idea where when you make a hot take, you both leverage something to gain and risk something to lose in terms of points.
Mm.
And at the end of a, we're going to go month, correct?
Yeah, like bi-weekly. Let's go bi-weekly.
We're going bi-weekly. Yeah.
Every other podcast.
We're going to do a heat check and see where everybody's at.
Oh.
My prediction is the winner will just be whoever's less negative than the others. So whoever sucks the
yeah,
less.
Yeah, this is going to be...
What are the stakes?
Well, the name of the game is Heat Check, where the points are made up and the stakes are a stake.
Elaborate.
It's for a steak dinner.
The losers will be pitching in and cooking a steak together, tandem Ooh. Style, two guys in the kitchen, for the winner.
Okay, how about... Do we have a choice to take you out to a steak dinner, or do we
have
to cook it?
I want some TLC. I want some elbow grease. I want a homemade steak dinner.
I'm not out. I mean, I'm not out.
This is going to be really bad for me.
I'm bad all cook? In. I love
no. Well, you're a bad cook. Not great, but I'm also not. I'm not going to be good at this. My takes are going to be really bad.
And so the other thing to go with this is the other two members of the team here need to agree on what is leveraged and what is lost if the bet does hit or does
okay, not. So let's go off a take of last week and give me an example of what that would be. Let's say my horrible take of the Dodgers getting swept by the Mets. So if I were to claim that take just off the cuff, what would I do?
So you go ahead and propose to us what you think that bet is worth and what the risk is.
So if that happened,
okay,
the odds of that happening, I would say I would want 1,000 points.
Remember, the points are completely made up.
Yes, I would want 1,000 points.
And what would you bet, though, if you wanted 1,000 points?
And
I think that would cost you probably like a nice little 50
points. And I would say I would probably put 50 points on the line. So if it doesn't
hit... I
think
50, yeah, you lose 50, gain 1,000 if you get the sweep.
So for those of you at home, keeping count, Brad is negative 50 already.
Well, in theory, so this is all going forward, though.
Moving
right?
forward. Because if we were to start now, me and Brad would both be in the negative 10 or 20 thousands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be really bad.
Hey, I've got a take.
Tread is looking to get on the board.
I didn't get on the board last week.
No.
And I am ready to unleash.
Kraut has
fire.
Tread's column ready
are
to
you guys
type?
Ready?
Here we
I'm
go.
I'm ready, Tread.
The Oregon Ducks are going to run their regular season table in football, and they are going to win the Pac-12 championship.
Holy.
So, just to clarify, they're going to win every last
they're
game.
They're going to run the table.
No, I heard you. I'm just asking what that means.
That.
we're learning.
They're going to win every game from here on out through the Pac-12 championship.
And the Pac-12 championship.
So, how about Ducks run the table as one take, and I want to win 1,000. So, what's the bet? How much do I offer?
We'll say 50 because that's what the Mets were.
50.
Plus 1,000 minus 50.
Okay. And then I want Ducks win the Pac-12 championship as a separate take to hedge a little bit.
Plus.
And I will make, I want to say 500.
Okay.
You
think that's plus 500?
Yeah, I would like to make 500 if they win the Pac-12.
Okay, so you'll make plus 500 if they make it. And if they lose it, then that's minus, we'll say 25.
Okay.
Well,
I'm in.
What happens
I'm
if they don't make it?
Well, then I just lose.
Then you
25.
Lose 25.
Yeah, okay.
He loses 25. Everything.
We're going plus.
Okay.
So
I'm on the board.
He's
I'm
officially
now on
there.
The board.
Plus.
We'll figure that
college
out.
College football is probably the least watched sport on
counting's hard.
On my side. So I just don't see it. I don't know. I don't see it happening. USC is a good team.
Well, this could really blow up in my face immediately because they have UCLA this weekend, who's number 9. Ducks are number 10 right now.
Okay.
They still have to play Washington, which is a tough matchup because it's a rivalry game.
Are they Washington?
They're at home.
Okay.
They have Washington and Utah at home in back-to-back weeks.
That's not bad. Utah's good, too.
Utah's really good at home.
Really good
And
at home.
They're not as good, potentially, on the road. So I think they can take care of Washington and Utah. I think they'll beat UCLA this weekend. The trap game that I'm a little worried about is they got to go to Corvallis and play Oregon State. Oregon State's very, very good at home, and people are kind of sleeping on them a little bit. So, and that pains me to say that, but that's the game that scares me the most outside of UCLA this weekend, because DTR, their quarterback at UCLA, is in like his 25th year at UCLA. It's like his 17th COVID year. And so he's like set all the passing records at UCLA because he's played for as many years as Kraut played at Pacific, so which is like half a lifetime.
Just eons.
So, yeah, it's going to be tough sledding, but I'm feeling pretty confident, guys. So that's my Heat Check take of the week.
Okay.
So
all right, well,
put it on the board.
Put it on the board. Yes. This is just going to be a reoccurring thing. As the podcast goes, we're just going to start throwing points out there for our Heat Checks. And Brad's probably going to be cooking a steak. That's my guess.
Let's not rule it out. Your nickname is Bad Take Brad. So, like, let's not rule that out.
Okay.
All right, folks. This is the dice of death.
This is going to be the worst
thing. I'm so scared.
Folks,
why did we agree to do this?
We have two members of the show who have missed their lock of the week in back-to-back weeks.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, going against each other.
Not good.
44 points total.
Brad, everybody wants to grab the over in the game that everybody thinks the over is going to happen.
You listen right here.
And that's why they set the over really high.
You listen quick and you listen right now.
I'm listening as quick as I can, Brad.
Life is too short to go under.
You're not capping.
No, and now I'm going to pay for it.
Well, here's where we're at, okay? Brad and Kraut have missed back-to-back weeks, which means they have to roll the die of death.
Oh, gosh.
Here are punishments on the die of death, so here's how it works.
Is it a bicycle?
We have six numbers on a die.
It's not even a bike.
Okay? And remember, we have the baseball development die, and then we have also pulled out the punishment die, otherwise known as the die of death.
Mm.
So make sure you guys separate those two. Okay?
Yeah,
they're not the same die.
Not the same. Here, is that the right one?
No, that's the baseball one.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yep. There it is.
Okay, so your punishments are, number one, you have to caddy 18 holes walking for each other host. Okay. Number two.
Okay.
You have to go to a haunted house and wear a GoPro.
Oh, no.
Number three, you have to hand wash both other co-hosts' cars.
Okay.
In some select uniforms.
We'll see where we're at.
We'll decide later on that part.
Number four, you have to run a 5K.
Okay.
Which isn't that bad, but
great
like,
for you.
We could be in costumes. We'll see what happens.
Halloween's coming up.
Number five, my personal favorite. The Harry Potter Marathon, where you have to watch all Harry Potter movies consecutively.
My. No way.
I'm not sure anybody has that much time on
this.
That's 20 hours
of a movie.
And then number six, the 24 hours in an IHOP, where if you eat one pancake, you lose an hour.
So
that's kind of the mega.
So you're telling me right now.
Give me six.
There's a 1 in 6 chance.
Give me six.
There's a 1 in 6 chance of us spending 24 hours in an IHOP eating pancakes.
That's as if you. If you don't eat a single pancake, then yeah. Like, if you're just going to be like, I'm over it. I'm not eating a pancake.
He's keto.
I'm spending all 24 in this IHOP, and I don't care. Like, if you're that guy, then yeah, you will spend 24 hours.
How much do you like your six-pack?
But hey, Brad, if you're a competitor and you want to try all 25 syrups they put at your table, by all means, you should be crushing
the pancakes. I want to live for 5 more years.
Dude, can you imagine how much free coffee you're going to get, too? You're just going to be
vibing. That's actually not a bad
thing. You're going to be vibing. But also,
you get six, I'll get 5.
So
you guys watch Harry Potter.
You'll go eat 14 waffles. We'll drink 7 cups of coffee and then stay up all
night
watching Harry Potter.
So the diet, whatever the diet rules, we're doing both together. Because there's only six.
All right. Hey, let's give the people what they want. Let's get to rolling.
All right.
So one roll for both of us.
Also, going forward, real quick, I know I'm killing kind of the vibes.
I'm really sweating.
If you lose once, you're put on red alert. So now going forward, you have to lose twice. Now, to be fair, Ryan and Brad both lost twice because, as we mentioned last week, they lost their first week before we even put out picks. So we had picked consecutive weeks.
Shout out to Professor Saloka for pointing that out on Twitter.
That was a great job by him.
Because we were going...
Avid listener of the show, super fan.
We were going to get away with it, and then this guy tweets that we missed both.
R.I.P.
So we have to do it now.
All right, let's get it popping. Who's rolling first?
Oh, so Trey, I have a proposition.
Okay.
Crowd and I do the same forfeit together with the one roll of the dice. What do you think of that? Or do you want two separate
losses? Roll the die. Roll the die, Brad. Meet your maker. Let's go.
Here we go.
Enough is enough from you.
All right.
Oh, my
Please
goodness.
Don't be a six or a five. Oh, also,
Brad, hold the die.
Harry Potter, if you're going to do a trivia every hour.
We'll talk about the logistics when we get there, Brad.
Okay, here we go. Please don't be a
what
six.
What do we got?
Oh, it went off the table.
Off the table, you're good.
Doesn't count.
Good.
What was
it? I don't want to tell you. It went off the table.
Oh, a three.
Brad's washing cars.
Okay, I can do that.
Brad's washing cars.
Your car's dirty as hell.
Yeah, I'm going to love that.
All right, crap. Here we go.
Dude, my heart is
racing right now.
If you get a three,
you got to reroll. So that's what
my
you
heart
get
is like literally
second.
Pounding right now.
I think I took the best one.
Oh no!
Besides caddy.
Oh no! Six. Yes.
You just got six.
Kraut, we'll be spending time in the IHOP, folks. No. He's almost puking. We don't have video, but he is. No. He's in a bad spot. He's down bad.
We're posting this.
He's down bad.
It's going to be on video. Oh my gosh, Kraut.
He's down bad. He's down bad, folks.
I wish you guys could see his
Kraut, what do you have to say? Kraut, what do you have to say for yourself?
Is that a tear?
I've been trying to work on my fitness a little bit. This is going to derail me, guys.
This is it.
You asked for this.
I did ask for six.
You did, and you got it, so you can't be upset.
Oh my. Waffles or pancakes?
Well,
I'll have to switch halfway through.
Oh, man,
we'll talk
this is
about
great.
It later.
All right, so let's get to our locks of the week this week. Oh. I've got the Browns at Ravens over 45.5. Brad?
Okay. We're recording this on a Wednesday.
Yes.
So I saw this line and I thought to myself, this cannot be real.
Confirm this is the line.
So they've both confirmed it. I have the 5-1 Giants plus 3 against the 2-4 Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville.
Yep. Confirmed.
Okay.
ESPN.
I feel good about that.
So for my lock of the week, we're going to stay with the same theme. I did some research. I just love learning about all these football players that I just didn't know much about. So I looked up some fun facts about Tom Brady because he's kind of been in the media recently.
Is it?
No better website to use than Tom Brady Biography for Kids.
Just recently.
Oh, good.
In the news.
Just so the first one is he grew up a San Francisco 49ers fan and Joe Montana was one of his heroes.
Bang,
awesome.
Bang, Niner gang.
Awesome. The second fact is he is married to Brazilian supermodel. Okay.
Not anymore.
We'll move on. Tom was the youngest player to win a Super Bowl. Okay.
Wow.
And the last
youngest
one
player?
Now
ever?
The second youngest.
Oh,
it
I
says
was gonna
in
say,
parentheses. They didn't update the previous fact, but he likes to play practical jokes on his teammates.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his sons.
Oh, no.
Or his. Oh.
And what's not a practical joke is the fact that the Buccaneers are 3-3 right now. After all Tom Brady has been through.
Oh, dude, good tie-in.
And thank you. I worked on this.
That was funny.
And so that's not a practical joke. And so they're going to win this game against the Carolina Panthers.
It's a cat.
It's a cat. By 11 points. And I think that's the bet.
So yeah, Bucks,
he's got
plus 11.
Bucks minus 11.
Bucks minus 11. Thanks for helping me out, guys.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to start rolling out some punishments. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, folks, that's your lock of the week.
Welcome to Brad's Shark Tank.
Welcome, everybody, to your new favorite segment. This is going to be just the best segment ever. I can't wait for it. I'm so excited. So, if you guys know me, which you two know me.
Do it?
Hey.
Yeah, you know me.
Hey. Keep going. I
really like to just throw out random business ideas that are going to be, you know, that are going to make me my $1 billion. And
you do that.
I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking
you do
of
have
doo-doo,
a ton of money.
Speaking of doo-doo, this is the segment's name. Welcome to Brad's Shark Tank.
Can you say that again just to make sure?
Yeah, so no, we're not copywriting shark. This is not shark with a K. It's shart with a T.
What does that mean, Brad?
Welcome to Shark Tank.
Welcome.
So you two are my business people. You both have a lot of money?
Yes.
Okay.
I wake up every day thinking, man, what am I going to do with all this money?
I'm going to get rid of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tred. You're going to invest it like a real, like a smart business person would.
Mm-hmm.
You too, Kraut.
Thanks.
So welcome to my Shark Tank. This is where I give you guys all my fun inventions. And you're going to tell me how much money it's worth.
Okay.
Great.
And we're going to make a lot of money.
Sounds great.
All right. The first one. Rip away high socks. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. What's one of the biggest problems that we have as baseball coaches that a lot of people have who are outside a lot? When they wear shorts in a hot day and they wear the socks that are more comfortable, which are the socks that go above your ankles,
okay,
you get a tan line.
Yes.
Right?
That is a problem.
So what if you wanted to go out and be fashionable, or they're more comfortable socks? Like, you wear the socks up to your calves when you walk out in the morning, and then as the day gets progressively way too hot, you can just rip away the top part of your sock with, like, Velcro, like the pants that go away, but sock, so you don't get a tan line.
What do I do with the sock once I rip it away?
Can you put it back on?
Does it come back together?
Yeah, it comes back together.
Zipper, Velcro.
So it's a Velcro sock.
Still in prototype.
Okay, yeah.
We haven't figured out how it functionally works.
No, guys, this is just the groundwork. I don't have anything thought out. I'm just spewing.
We can clearly see
I'm spewing inventions at you guys. What do you think? How much money is it worth? Let's go. We'll start at $5 million.
I think.
Counter. $15. For 120% of your company, whatever that
means.
That's
horrible margins. Go ahead, Trey. What's your offer?
I can't even function.
Okay, next one.
It's such a functionally bad idea that I think that you should pay me for spending the time listening to you tell me about tearaway socks. All right,
so for those of you who haven't figured this segment out, it's going to go from worse inventions to actually like not terrible ones. I have some ones
we'll
that might...
judge of that.
Yeah, of course, but... Next, lava lamp, but it's real lava. Who wouldn't want to sleep with that cool little brown, that orange, dark gray?
Yeah, you are really good at describing lava.
That bright orange thing.
Yeah. That's a really hot idea.
Nice. Dude.
We'll start this one lower. How about $1 million? Let's start at $1 million. So you guys can be bidding more. $1 million.
It's literally just a lava lamp with lava.
Yeah, good.
How does that help? What a fire hazard in your house.
It's natural from the earth.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Environmentally friendly.
Yes.
Okay.
How do you keep it hot?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just going to put tin foil around the outside?
Again.
Is there like a pilot
prototype?
I'm sorry for asking so many.
This is just like the pilot light stays on?
Mm-hmm.
Keeps it hot?
Yeah. The literal lava is on all the time.
So it's... powered by a flamethrower.
No, it's lava powered. Okay, you guys clearly don't get this.
Oh, I don't understand lava power. My bad.
We're on to the next.
It's too mega mine for me.
Okay, can you beat a Groupon?
A Groupon?
Yes.
That's what I offered him a Groupon for like a, I don't know, Quiznos.
I have in my wallet colones from Costa Rica.
No, okay. All right. I'd rather I'll
it
get
is
in touch.
A $10 million bill. Of colones, which equals out to about $20, Brad.
I'll get $20. Will you shake on it?
No. Moving on.
All right. Invention number three. So this is actually a good idea, and I'm not going to lie. I might have
I've heard this one before.
I stole some ideas from TikTok, maybe.
This is Brad's real $1 million idea.
No, this is not it. That's not it yet.
One too.
That's coming up later.
Oh, no.
Be careful.
By the way, I have a verbal patent on all of these. I have a lawyer friend. Verbal patent.
Brad right has a lawyer friend.
Friend.
And he has a verbal binding contract
exactly.
on these
and
things.
And she's studying patent law. So this is in trademark of Brad Altamari. I'm trademarking all of these.
How are you in bird law, though?
Anyway, the next one. Okay. The only problem with this is you're going to have to get something really big for your drawer to hold this. But this is a great idea.
That's the only problem.
Who likes apples that are peeled? Any
I do.
Of you? You like
I
them?
Do like peeled apples, yeah.
So how much of a pain is it to take that little apple and peel it all the time just to get that knot?
Even begin to tell you how much pain that causes me.
Okay. And also, when you're done, a lot of people like to take the core of the apple out, right?
Yeah.
So that's two things that you have to have, a peeler and a core taker outer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And just to enjoy some, just to enjoy a peeled apple. What if I could make it one?
Oh.
So what if I got like this drill?
Oh, a drill.
that the end of the drill is like this. It has the apple core taker outer and attached
is that
to the side.
Official verbiage?
Yes. Trademark. Patent.
Apple core
and
taker.
And then on the side of the core taker outer is a peeler. So then you put the drill right into the
I
apple.
I wish we had video.
Right into the apple.
Cuz man, the visuals.
That's the drill. And then the drill turns and peels the apple. So then the skin's flying off. And then your apple is decored and peeled in like 10
seconds.
So is
this like a drill like head that you put on your drill?
Like a legitimate like DeWalt.
So you don't need, you have a drill at home.
Yes.
This is important.
And you just send them the drill bit and it takes care of the apple.
Done. It's your kitchen drill.
I don't.
Starting at $500,000.
I don't actually hate it.
What's going to happen?
Wow, we're already in that.
When somebody de-skins their fingers using this.
No, it's there's a little paper that says don't
you
do
can't.
That.
Okay, you
can't. Okay, perfect. We're fine. We're fine.
So it's like if I have a knife and I chop my hand off, it's not the knife's fault, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's user error.
Yeah, there's risk involved. Yeah. They know that.
You
got to
inherit
risk.
The risk to peel your apple.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's pretty important.
Because who isn't waking up and is like, damn, can't wait to peel this apple today. Wow, that's going to be a grind, right? If I have this drill bit.
I think we've all said that before.
Yeah. I can think of at least three times. Mm-hmm. At least.
Well, let's start the bidding.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hurry up.
Yeah, what do you think?
$500,000.
Right. I have 20 million clones. In my wallet.
So $20? Will you buy it for $20?
No.
$10.
Wait, is this hypothetical money?
No, yeah, this
or
isn't
is this real
money.
Money.
Remember, you're rich, guys.
Oh, that's right.
Like, you guys are actually rich.
Well, I am actually rich, but in this
let's pretend you're rich.
I got something for you.
Okay, go ahead, Kraut.
I will give you $4.
Okay.
Dollars or doll hairs? I fell for that once as a kid.
Dollars.
Okay.
American U.S. dollars. They are charged onto a Big Al's gift card. You can't get them off.
Okay.
But what's also on the Big Al's gift card?
Okay.
50,000 tickets.
Okay. Yes. You should. I can't counter that. It's too good.
Come on. Come on. Let's do this thing.
Make a deal.
Let's go. We made a deal. We made a deal. That's one.
That's a verbal binding contract?
Here we go.
Okay.
Now we're really getting into it.
Okay.
Is this like your real idea?
We're getting really into it. We're really getting into
it. Not to discount your other ideas, which have been great.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right.
Okay.
You ever just drink water?
No.
And then you wish you had ice? Like your water gets hot?
I'll be honest with you, Red. I'm kind of an anti-ice in the water guy.
What?
This is kind of a not your target audience.
Talk to me. Talk to
okay, Kraut. Talking to you. You're out of the deal, Trent. Okay.
Well,
it's a jug. That the bottom part of the jug is like just a little ice maker. So it takes some of the water that you pour in. Would you go into it?
God, I wish we had video. Your gesturing is incredible.
Yeah. So then the ice goes in, and then the ice comes up from the bottom. Bing! And then there's ice in your jug.
How much do you want to pay me?
Continuous ice maker in a jug of water. Your water will never be warm again. Kraut, please tell me how much it's worth. We'll start at $35 million. Remember, you have so much money.
Do I have that much money?
So much.
You have so much money.
Okay.
Like,
I'm going to give you $20 million never talk about this idea ever again.
Deal. Deal. It's fake money.
Come
dude.
On, man.
Deal. Okay. Nice. All right. Yeah. See, I walked out of here a millionaire. I told you guys I'd do it. Okay. Left-handed baseball bat.
I'm in on this. I'm in on this. We've talked about it. Go.
Okay. For my baseball guys out there.
But do you have the reasoning?
The grip...
Yes.
Gets messed up when lefty swing right-handed
bats. So the reverse grip.
Oh, it is that easy.
It's just the grip.
it is that easy.
I shouldn't have spent all that money making left-handed bats.
But you can market it as a left-handed bat.
The key to the batter's box.
Next. Okay. So, Kraut should know all about this since he rear-ended an old woman in Forest Grove one time.
Awesome.
Okay.
We'll save that story for another time.
Another time.
Phrasing.
That was 5 years ago.
She's fine.
She's fine.
So that I know of.
Yeah. She wasn't happy, but she's fine. All right.
She cried when it happened.
So
I was crying too.
This is a common problem though. You ever just driving on the highway or behind someone and their brake lights are on, but you can't actually tell if they're slamming their brakes or if they're just progressively braking? guys, this is a good one. This is actually one of my good ones.
Okay.
You guys are driving down the highway, and all of a sudden there's traffic, but you can't see the traffic. You just see the car in front of you, and they're braking. They're slamming their brakes. You are like, oh my gosh, I gotta stop.
Okay.
What if their brake light wasn't just a light, it was a meter from green to red?
How much will you pay me?
So every car has to have a red meter.
I have all the safety features on my Honda Accord. Shout out Honda if you ever want to sponsor the pod. And it literally, like, if the car in front of the car that I'm following starts braking, my Honda's emergency thing will start going. It's really shocking, but it's really good. And the technology already exists.
Okay, so I drive a 2001 Subaru Outback. And I have rear-ended an old lady.
You are my market. This is my market right here. Market segment right here. You are my consumer.
All
right. Okay. I don't want you to total your car.
See, but can I install this into my Subaru?
Well, my whole idea was kind of
just
to
for new cars.
This was to kind of monopolize the brake light industry. so that every brake light in the world going forward had to have a meter because of safety protocols.
You're the Mr. Moneybags so of you're the brake be like, light yeah. industry.
Yes.
Yes.
Lobbying for this to be added to some sort of cane. Law.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In the whole black
suit. So I'm running for office and inventing
big white
this.
Mustache.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys ever seen Tommy Boy?
Yeah. I played Monopoly.
Okay. That's the only word he got out of it. Anyway, okay, what do you think, Kraut? I'm selling you my Subaru 2001 LS.
I think if you play this as a safety thing, and so that 18-year-old kids don't rear-end people right when they show up
to college. Yeah, or 16-year-old, because that's the age they can drive, but they can't drink.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think if you do that, I'll give you 50 mil to go lobby this in office or Congress.
Guys, I'm walking out 70 mil. The goal's 100. Here we go.
How many ideas?
We are rich.
You're going to run out of ideas?
This is my last one.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't run out of ideas. No, this is a reoccurring segment. I have to keep this fresh.
Okay. All right, yeah, go.
So this is actually my real billion-dollar idea that I'm bringing to the table. Okay? Pretty sure this is already invented. Pretty sure that some guy is already making money off this. I've talked about this for years.
I've heard this.
Okay. So so you're driving down the road, and a big old pebble comes and hits your windshield.
Mm.
Breaks it.
Mm-hmm.
Verbal patent.
Yes.
Verbal patent.
You have a patent on...
This is the one. This is the bad idea of bad ideas.
Yes, this is actually the real one. That's been shot down so many times I can't even tell you.
No, it will happen again tonight, but
you drive. You're driving down the road. Pebble comes up, cracks your windshield. On an expensive car... That can cost you thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars. Not exactly sure the price point here, but it's expensive to the point if it happens multiple times, it can cost as much as the car sometimes.
Sometimes.
And if you drive in California, which is the most populated place, the roads are not good in the United States.
Is it?
I hope so. Might not be.
Keep going.
Don't fact check me. Okay. Anyway, you're driving down the roads in California that are not great. Rocks shoot up all the time. What if... Instead of worrying about your windshield, you could have a windshield that is like what is on your phone, screen protector for your windshield. You can install it at home. You can bump up the prices for expensive cars. Thank you very much. How many billions are we talking?
Well, my thought is how many times is my phone getting hit with a pebble at 70 miles per hour? Just things that I think about. Like, I don't think that happens very often.
No, but if the screen protector cracks or your windshield protector cracks, then you just peel it off and get another one, and it's for a quarter of the price or an eighth of the price of what it would take, what it would cost to get a new windshield,
or a 16th of the price.
Here we go.
Or 136.
Let's not we need the margin somewhere. let's get this going. This is the last bid. Come on,
Brad,
people. Billion.
I will
minimum
give you
bid.
Come on.
$100 million.
No, will you actually?
What? How close are we?
150.
How close are
we? 150.
You have a bidding war, everybody.
150 million. Did 150. I hear 152? 153? 153 million. 155?
500 million.
Oh my gosh. I'm just going to shake your hand.
I can't compete.
500 million.
Well, great. Well,
thank you, everyone, for listening to Brad's Shark Tank verbal patent.
Yeah, that was. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Snake. I love it.
All right, everybody. We are going to introduce a brand new segment this week called The Snake. Essentially what The Snake is we are going to do a draft.
It's a snake draft.
It's a snake draft.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not
hard. Okay. No. And this week we're going cereal, so let's just hop right into it. Okay.
No, this is so original of us, but... Oh, everybody's picking five favorite cereals. Let's draft them off the board. Okay. Here we go.
So what I've pulled up for us here
is
let's see.
Professional.
Dude,
grape nuts. Come on, bro. No one's picking grape nuts.
18 cereal brands.
18.
And these are organized by what they would be if they were Pokemon. So a lot of different types on here. But we
luckily
have 18.
All of you can see that. So
yeah.
That's good.
Wait, we have to pick from this
board? No, you can pick whatever.
We're going to draft.
It's there.
Five.
Okay.
There will be three brands that nobody takes.
Okay.
They go undrafted. That's fine. No one cares.
I'm not drafting off that board.
You
what?
I'm going mutiny. I'm going off the board. I'll draft what I want.
Yeah, I don't think we should stay on the board.
Why did I pull up the Pokemon thing?
Because you're an idiot.
All right, moving
we
on.
We need to find something for you to
okay,
do.
Okay, moving on.
Go find us a server, right. Your Pokemon.
Here's the thing,
trust
guys.
For a sec.
Oh, decided
we
off
decided
mic.
The draft order off mic.
Yeah.
So, I'm picking first, and I'm going Reese's Puffs out of bed.
Yikes.
I think they're great. It's Reese's for breakfast.
Brad,
you're on the clock.
I'm on the clock. This is pretty easy, I think. I just want to make sure I'm doing this right. No, I'm doing this right. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. If you think different, you're crazy.
Little CTC. Yeah. I feel like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though, some people think it's too sweet. Like, it's almost like a dessert.
I don't know. I just, cinnamon and sugar is undefeated.
That's,
yeah. Mr.
That's,
T has a cereal?
That's a good take.
I think this is, am I on the clock?
Yeah.
You're on the clock.
Yeah.
With the two back-to-backs.
Because well, that's what a snake drink is.
I think
is.
This is actually crazy that these two classics haven't been selected off the board yet.
Oh, my gosh.
And so with the third overall pick, I'm going to go Frosted Flakes. An absolute classic hey, of a brand. That sugary cereal got me out of bed pretty much every morning in middle school and high school.
Not
so
wrong.
Shout out Frosted Flakes. And then with the fourth overall pick, I'm going Frosted Mini Wheats, which are so good.
So bold of you to say that these two classics are
they're still classics.
On the board.
Classics.
Okay.
You ever eaten Frosted Mini Wheats with no milk?
Give me Lucky Charms at five, okay. Tread.
They're always after Brad's Lucky Charms.
Is that a size joke? Because that's
I do like
messed
that.
Up, man.
That you went with the leprechaun logo as your go-to. I'm going to go Captain Crunch, guys. Captain Crunch,
pick.
But I want berries. So
the regular is still available or no? Probably not.
I feel like you just take the whole brand.
I agree.
But yeah, I'm taking Captain Crunch. And then on the flip side, I'm going to go Cocoa Puffs.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Cocoa
Big
Puffs.
Big chocolate cereal person, are you?
Not necessarily, but I'm definitely taking Cocoa Puffs here. That's just the best value pick at number seven. So, Brad, you're back on the clock.
Okay, I'm kind of in between two here. Definitely in between two. I think I'm going to take... Ooh, it's really hard. They're
God,
both fruit. They're both fruit cereals. They're both fruit. So I'm going to take Fruit Loops because I think I've had more Fruit Loops than Trix in my lifetime.
Yeah, that's good chatter. Good chatter on Fruit Loops there.
And with that pick, I'm going to go Trix.
I knew it wouldn't make it back. It wouldn't make it back.
Trix is, it's good.
Trix is for kids.
I can eat.
Makes sense. Good thing I didn't take that pick because I would have had a leprechaun and for kids. My palate's expanded.
So I get to go again?
Yeah.
Snake drafts are crazy, man.
Man, I got to figure out my big board now.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and go with Apple Jacks.
Wow.
Those are pretty good.
Dude, you took Apple Jacks?
They had cool commercials growing up.
Here I come, I am saying
it, man. Yeah, it was dope.
Give me Oreo O's, the sleeper.
Oreo
If you haven't
O's?
Had Oreo O's, they are...
Oh, God.
They are so good.
Oreo O's.
So good.
Yikes.
So good.
Well, now I gotta dig deep into my big board here. My goodness gracious. Dude, this is tough. Here's the thing, and I'm just gonna give like a hot take in the middle of this segment.
Oh, put it down. Crowd, get the board out. Get the board out.
It's not really that. That's fine. Go ahead and do it. I'm out on the Pebble cereals. I think it's a terrible texture. I think that the flavor is trash, and I really think that Pebble cereals are just terrible. Like Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles. I'm just out. Okay,
Pebble cereals are terrible.
So
okay.
I think
we have
a Twitter poll,
and
if more people agree with him than disagree with him, he wins.
Yeah, so Twitter poll, what are you willing to bet, Tread, for points?
Oh, no, I'm losing that one.
Hot points. Okay,
no,
so
I'm
we'll
losing
see.
That one.
Oh.
I'll take the L, but I still think... I'm just giving you my opinion.
Minus
Pebbles are trash.
Points. Minus 25 points.
All right, I'm going Honeycombs.
Oh,
going
man.
Honeycombs.
I forgot about that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And then this is just like a nice little mix... just to feel like you're doing something that's a little more healthy.
Okay.
But I'm going Raisin Bran.
Wow.
I'm going Raisin Bran.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, I don't love it.
It's not, dude, it's not bad, especially if you're in a pinch. You know what I mean? Especially if it's the extra. I don't like Raisin Bran Crunch. Let me put it out there. So there are two cereals I had way too much as a child. One, Honey Nut Cheerios. Two, Raisin Bran Crunch. And I will never willingly eat those things again. Because my mother was like, listen, I'm going to force feed you these two breakfast cereals. And I'm going to give you like the fattiest fat stuff otherwise. But at breakfast, you are going to have those cereals. And I'm going to write it off as I have kept you healthy through your life. So, shout out, Mom. Love you.
So, we love our moms on
Brad,
the pod.
Wow.
Brad, you're back.
That was really great, Tread. Give me Wheaties for my last pick.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Everybody's got to eat their Wheaties.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
And
Whoa, sorry.
Do I have to pick two? How many am I at?
No, you got one.
Well, I got
this
one
is
left.
The last pick. Mr. Irrelevant.
Cereal irrelevant.
Are Cookie Crisp still on
the
board?
Cookie Crisp.
Are they still on board?
Yeah, that's a good cereal.
No, it's a good commercial, though. So I don't mind it as a Mr.
Oh, you did?
Irrelevant.
Yeah, that's what I would eat.
Okay.
Yeah. That's anything good. That kept me interested in the commercial, yeah. That's what
they
I'm
all did.
Buy.
They all did. Okay,
well,
good.
Great draft, guys.
All right.
What do you guys got on the draft?
Well, I think a top five or a snake draft by itself is boring.
Oh,
it sucks.
Really?
Really unoriginal from us, guys.
Okay.
So we're going to just throw a little twist in here.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
No, our snakes aren't regular. They're snakes with twists in them.
There are kinks in these snakes.
Here's what we're going to do.
Kinky snakes.
We are going to go through every single person's draft here, right? Your mm-hmm. five that you've picked. You're going to take the mascot of the cereal that you got, and we're going to throw them in a boxing ring. Who has the best cereal
mascot? Boxing ring, or are we
mascot?
Just going to war?
Wow, this guy wants to just blow everything up. Okay, let's go to war then.
My pick will be altered based
No, we're going to do a war, but I want you to just quickly give your explanation for your picks. So, I'll start.
Okay.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Have you seen how much those little cinnamon dudes eat on the commercials? They eat each other.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're cannibals.
They're like cannibalizing each other.
Yeah. And then they grow really big. And they're not stoppable.
From
Sorry.
An aggression okay. factor, like that
yes.
is...
Yes, they're just going to lick okay. all the other characters and eat them. Lucky Charms. I literally have a magic leprechaun that disappears.
No. We're not... We're going all to war, or are we picking one?
No, we're going all to war.
Oh, no.
I have a leprechaun. He literally disappears for commercials on end. He will not be there, and then he'll just drop a bunch of Lucky Charms on people, and it'll be over.
Okay.
My third pick was...
Your third pick was Fruit Loops. You've got Toucan Sam.
I got
Toucan Sam vibes.
I got a bird. Vibes. He can fly, so that's kind of one
that's
thing.
That's good little scout.
Yeah,
little scout
I don't remember the commercials all that much, but...
And then you have every great athlete of all time. Who's
that's,
ever
why
been on
Wheaties
covers.
That's why I chose the Wheaties.
So, like,
give me Muhammad Ali. Give me Lou Gehrig. Give me Michael Jordan.
Lou Gehrig, there's no
there's
shot.
There's a Lou Gehrig.
There's no shot
I
Lou Gehrig
at this.
Was
Look,
on
there's
a
Lou Gehrig, Lou Gehrig Wheaties Breakfast of Champions box
no
in
way.
1934.
That's incredible.
Russell Wilson, your favorite.
Oh, God, he's good.
He's so good at football.
Mr. Unlimited and himself.
Spicy. It's so, yikes. It's just, it's all right. So good. Larry Bird, MJ, give me it all.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm winning this war.
Crowd, are you gone, or is it my turn?
To be quite honest, I don't even remember half the cereals I picked.
Okay.
Can you read them off to me?
Yeah, you've got Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger, is pretty vicious.
Okay, I'll just riff off. So, Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger, super weird, has a song they chant as they go to war. He can kind of chant,
Mighty,
rally
Mighty
the
Tigers.
Troops.
Yep. Wow.
Rally the troops, get everybody's morale up.
I didn't even
up.
Think about that.
So, he's going to be the leader. He's also just a tiger. So, all right, mm-hmm. Moving on.
Keep going. Do you want me
I
to
still don't
you?
Remember who I picked.
Yeah,
Frosty
right,
you've got
Frosty
Mini Wheats. You
Those
got Tricks.
Kind of along the same vein of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You just really don't know what those little dudes are up to.
Yeah.
You know, they're always kind of doing some crazy stuff.
On
so.
Apple Jacks?
Apple Jacks? Those guys are just good vibes.
Yeah. They're
I mean,
vibe-y.
They're
the
just
Apple guy is always
happy.
Up to no good, and the Cinnamon yeah. guy is there for the vibes.
Right, I feel like right. the Apple would steal the Lucky Charms in the war, and then the Cinnamon guy would be like, no, you got to give it back, and then
yeah,
he'd chase
we're
it.
Just,
that was
we're
a good
very
impression of the Cinnamon guy.
I didn't want to go into a full bore accent.
Oh, that's good.
That might be problematic. Anyway, keep going.
On.
Isn't he Jamaican?
He's, yeah,
oh,
you got
Cookie
Crisp.
Wasn't it like a wolf or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that dude just munches on people's legs.
Still
so.
Kind of
yeah.
weak. Still kind of weak.
And I think I got Tricks, and that bunny is definitely addicted to meth, and you just cannot trust. I mean, he's crazy, man.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. So I have Reese's Puffs as my start, so kind of a waste. But then I have an entire armada from Captain Crunch.
Oh.
Who is ready to go to war with all sorts of ships and powers.
Okay.
So I've got a pretty strong leader
yeah.
of my army in
yeah.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
And then Brad's... Let me just put it out there right now. Brad's Toucan Sam... is getting mopped by the guy who's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can't trust him.
Yeah.
Can't deny
so the
that.
Aerial battle is just going to be absolutely
I
won by us. So
deny
we're
that.
Winning in air and sea. So that's a great start. Now, I want you guys to understand, honeycombs, just about worthless. I just have a bunch of honey.
Yeah,
but I can feed the armada. Okay. I can feed the bird, even though he's cuckoo for cocoa puffs, which I have.
You need bees to live in
now,
this world.
Now, here's the winner for me. I have the entire power of the sun, guys. Raisin bran, two scoops, baby. Two scoops from the sun. It's not good for you guys.
I knew you picked a healthy cereal for a reason.
So you guys are going to die of skin cancer.
Okay.
Not you guys personally, just your armies. Captain Crunch is going to be a great leader, and we're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So despite our two weak links in like just a peanut butter cup and a bunch of honey, we've got some really strong players otherwise. So I think depth-wise, not there, but you know, talent at the top.
This is
really strong.
So this is a great transition. So what we're going to do to decide this is we both have points on our hot take board. Okay, this is the first time you two are hearing this.
Okay.
We have points on our hot take board. This is worth 1,000 points. Plus 1,000 points.
That's
I'm
lot.
Sorry, plus
that's,
100
okay,
points.
I was gonna say, that's
this
a
is
lot.
Worth plus 100 points. We're going to do a poll on Twitter.
Okay.
By next week, when the poll finishes.
Who's the one?
Actually, we're going to do a 24-hour poll.
Put it on the poll, Cole. Put it on the poll.
I don't know how long polls last. I don't want to make that really hard for Cole. A 24-hour poll of whose army of cereal wins.
Okay.
They get 100 points.
I'm with it. I like it. Good chatter. Next on the pod, we have head coach of the Whitworth Pirates baseball program, CJ Perry. We talked a lot about baseball development and specifically weight room development. We talked a little bit on the culture side. We talked a little bit on the recruiting side. So it's a little hodgepodge of everything. And hope you guys enjoy. And also, keep listening to the end because we do get into some pretty fun topics here at the end of the interview. So, without further ado, CJ Perry.